brought to you by Penguin.
Night of Demons and Saints by Mena Van Prague. Read by Olivia Forrest. An entreaty. The human heart is a tender thing, easily bruised and easily broken. Rough fingers will leave their marks, and cruel words will etch their scars. So take care, my love, to place your heart in only the kindest of hands, and hold everyone in your keeping as gently as you do your own. Goldie. Prologue. All souls are special, son or daughter, grim or not. Life touches her spirit to every one of her creations, but the conception of a daughter is a particularly mystical event, requiring certain alchemical influences. For to conceive a being who can bear and birth life herself needs a little something extra. Every daughter is born of an element, infused with its own particular powers. Some are born of earth, fertile as soil, strong as stone, steady as the ancient oak. Others of fire, explosive as gunpowder, seductive as light, fierce as an unbound flame. Others of water, calm as a lake, relentless as a wave, unfathomable as an ocean. The sisters Grimm are daughters of air, born of dreams and prayer, faith and imagination, bright white wishing and black-edged desire. There are hundreds, possibly thousands of sisters Grimm here on earth and in everywhere. You may well be one of them, though you may never know it. You think you're ordinary. You never suspect that you're stronger than you seem, braver than you feel, or greater than you imagine. 3 years later. A fallen star. Once upon a time, a star hung in the sky with her six sisters. She shone brightly at moonrise and slept deeply at sunrise and was happy. Then, one day, she fell to earth. The fallen star was scared and alone, wandering lost through the wilderness, walking aimlessly through unknown places, trying to find her way home. Every night she sat beneath the twinkling sky and cried, calling out and shouting for her sisters. But the world below was chaos and noise, and her sisters could not see or hear her, and so they said nothing. After many such nights, the fallen star grew hoarse from shouting and weak from disappointment, and so she stopped shouting and began sleeping instead, just like everyone else. Having spent an eternity, or thereabouts, in the sky with her sisters, the star had never before been alone, and it was a great shock. She sought solace in worldly things, but every comfort was fleeting and only brought in its wake greater loneliness and heartbreak. As the years passed, the fallen star became more and more disconnected from who she had been and what she had known, until she could no longer remember her sisters or even her own name. She did her best to try and live in the world, but still felt lost and alone. She tried to do the things she saw other people doing, work, marry, have children. But at the centre of it all, she felt a dull grey ache in her heart and a nameless despair in her soul. Finally, the fallen star decided that since she would never again feel happiness, she may as well end her life, for at least then she'd know peace. So, one night, she went out into the woods to die. She wandered through the darkness, unafraid, searching for a suitable tree from which to hang herself. When she finally found one, the star was surprised to hear snatches of chatter and laughter on the wind. Curious, she followed the sounds and came to a glade of willow trees where a group of women were gathered in a circle. They looked up at her, and she back at them. "Welcome," one woman said. "Please, join."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?